Hello, welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This is Shane Bolton, and this week we have writer and artist Mina McCown of the Broadside. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm great. Great. And then, so how long have you worked for the Broadside?
Yeah, so I started partway through like December, like maybe around the 15th, like around that time I started, and I just started like out like doing like, you know, just a regular amount of article week. But I've recently started doing some illustrations as well. So yeah.
And then what's your favorite part about working for the Broadside?
I'd say my favorite part is, you know, kind of getting to interact more with, you know, people around COCC and like getting to like interview all these different people and like looking, like going out looking for stories and kind of like getting to like include like, you know, my other skills like drawing mm-hmm. and things like that into it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And then, so your most recent article, is 5 tips for driving in winter weather. And what made you come up with that article? Was it just
coming up with like story ideas isn't exactly my strong suit. Like I have more fun like executing it and interview questions and like coming up with a whole plan for it, but I'm like not good at coming up with story ideas, I'll admit. But yeah, I just kind of realized that we hadn't seen any like type of snow, like any like winter weather, like during like the past couple months. And we finally got a bunch of snow. I mean, it's like mostly melted now, but that kind of gave me the idea. And I was like, oh yeah, I could do one about that. You know, especially since there's people who live here from like mm-hmm. California and places that like might not have an experience. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And then is there any story that you've written that you found interesting or you enjoyed writing about specifically? Any on the top of your head?
I really liked getting to collect quotes for my how students and staff feel about returning to in-person learning and getting vaccinated and things like that. I really enjoyed getting to talk to a bunch of people and get their kind of opinions on that and even see like some, most people are seemed like happy about it, but I even got some like opposing viewpoints. So I liked getting to go out and like see that and like hear from other people. So mm-hmm. yeah.
And then you're also an artist and you do a lot of illustrations on when you write your articles. What made you get into writing, or not writing, but making artwork like that?
Since I was little, I've always drawn like in my sketchbook or like on paper. But a few years ago, I got into like during middle school, I got into drawing on my, you know, tablet and drawing mm-hmm. digitally. And ever since then, during middle school and high school, like I've designed logos for like my the music programs at my schools and my martial arts dojo and things like that. So I just I also have my own like style that I draw in as well. But I enjoy like creating logos and designing and things like that. So
yeah, so you created the Broadside Podcast logo. Thank you for that. That's a cool logo.
Of course.
Yeah, I really like your artwork, especially in your articles. They're very cool. Let's think. Those are my questions. But anything else going on in your life right now that's interesting? Just school?
Not much. I will be graduating from high school in June.
I'm actually
a high school senior right now.
What high school do you go?
Yeah, so before my first couple years of high school, I attended Bend High, but now I go to Baker Early College High School. Oh, okay. Baker High School. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's kind of like a not private, but like it's for like people who want to like go to COCC and like get high school credits at the same time as like getting their associate's degree and things like that. I know I have friends who do it as well. So yeah, I know Roman does it. I will be graduating in June, and I don't really have much else going on, but
Well, I don't know. I have nothing else to say. Is there any talking points you want to talk about? This is always the hardest part for me on the podcast is getting past the interview questions. But
yeah, totally. This is my first time on a podcast, so I know you've had some experience with it.
Oh yeah, right? I had a podcast in high school back in Beaverton High School in Beaverton.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had some.
That's pretty cool.
So this is my second time, but this is the first time that I've been the solo host. I had three of my friends back in high school with me that we made a podcast. So it's always a work in progress, especially this. But my coolest interview in high school is I got a representative from the United States Congress who was a representative from my district. Her name was Representative Suzanne Bonamici, and we had a 30-minute interview with her, and that was like really cool. So that's my experience in podcasting, my highlight. That's basically my whole, like, every time I'm like, oh yeah, I had a podcast. Yeah, I just interviewed a congresswoman from, you know, Washington DC, big deal. But yeah, no. So I hope this podcast gets off the ground and maybe changes a little bit, because it's always a work in progress, especially as an amateur. So yeah, I did talk with you and some other of the Broadside workers about maybe doing like a version of this where we have the interview and then we have like a conversation, so we can, I don't know, talk about college stuff, even though there's not much college stuff other than schoolwork or just working now. So are you still there?
Yeah. I really enjoyed hearing about sorry, it's just like the connection is like kind of unstable. It'll be cool when we're out of the pandemic and like we'll get to actually like all like as a team like get to like do team building exercises and like actually like do the podcast like face to face. I know this is like
definitely
weird.
Yeah, with the podcast it's definitely it's weird over the internet, but it was cool having like people come in to, we had like our own room in high school where we like would just do the podcast, so it was nice so we could be isolated and then just talk with each other face to face, so that was cool.
Must have been really cool.
Yeah, so we our separate room, but if you want to check out my old podcast, it's the Beaverton Underground. It's on Spotify, or you can just search it. But
oh really?
Yeah, anyone listening, yeah, it's funny. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just like high school boys, you know, being just goofing off, so that was about it. But I got that was part of a class too.
That's
so
pretty
it was a part of my, oh gosh, it was like a marketing class that ran the social media pages for my high school, and yeah, I got to do that. So
yeah, I'll definitely need to check it out. It's pretty cool you guys got on Spotify and everything.
We had, what's also funny is like I have no idea how to edit anything or like I have an idea but not to an advanced level, but one of my other podcasters, his name's Joe Pep, and he was very into he was very tech savvy, so he kind of downloaded everything and like made it really good, so that was lucky. Oh, okay. For us. Yeah, so, and I've learned a little bit from him for editing this podcast. Hopefully this podcast is good. But yeah,
you wouldn't like really think that like a lot of editing goes into podcasts, but I listened to a few, and like I do think that like, you know, it must be kind of hard to make it all sound like clean and everything.
Well, yeah, it's especially hard with Zoom. It's really hard to do.
But
yeah, Zoom's really hard to do because it's always like the audio.
Yeah, how does that all?
I don't even edit it because it's like I can't fix the internet's errors and all that stuff. So yeah, Hopefully,
Really? Do you just like record? Do you record the meeting and then like
Yeah, it
does
saves the
that kind of just
audio.
like become the recording?
Yeah, so I do it over
Oh,
Zoom, and then
okay.
I just record it, and then I put it in like a editing software, and then I do a intro outro. But it really depends. Some like the audio, I guess, sounds good, but it's depending also. Like Marvin, the first week had a really good mic. Then your Sarah was using like her, I think, computer, and your I don't know what you're using, but like the audio is not the best. Are you there? That's
Yeah, especially like with sorry, it like you're like cutting in and out, like
exactly.
especially like yeah with like internet, like what just happened. But I think it's pretty cool how you have like experience in this and you're kind of like bringing it to the broad side. How do you come up with the idea to have a podcast for the broadside?
For the broadside, well, I like doing it, and I wasn't well I'm not really into writing. Like I can write, but not an article a week. That's a little too much for me to even, I don't know, I'm just not the best at that. But I enjoy doing interviews like this. I just the verbal I like I like late night, like late night hosts that do their interviews, because they're really good at it. And they're also funny, so
Yeah. Yeah, like
I
Jimmy
enjoy,
Fallon.
yeah. I watch some of the old guys too, but yeah, no, I really enjoy just that of having the raw, like, audio of an interview. So I find that very interesting.
Right, 'cause like an interview like in print is like highly like edited and like
Yeah, I just like the
filtered
conversation.
and things like that,
Yeah,
but
the conversation I enjoy,
yeah, totally.
and then yeah, and I've. The stories, if yeah, and like I it's I just enjoy it more.
Yeah, I definitely get that. And yeah, getting to like, I think it'll be really cool. Like, once you're doing this podcast more and like, you'll get to like talk to, like other like people like in town and like, is this only like the third episode
Yeah,
or?
this is the third week, third episode.
Oh, wow.
So
All right, cool.
well, I guess we'll end the podcast there. It's quick this time around, but thank you for coming on, Mina.
Me. This was a lot of fun. I want to come on again and hopefully we'll have like more to talk about next
Yeah,
time.
it'll be,
But
this is always a work in progress at the beginning. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. You can check out Mina's articles on the Broadside website. Thank you for joining us this week, and hope to see you next week. Goodbye.